由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴咧，你能够收听我哋呢个节目《天路导向》。
Last time we ran out of time, so I want to tell you the rest of this story today.
喺上一集嘅节目里边咧，我哋时间唔够，所以咧今日我就好想同你继续去讲剩低落嚟嘅部分啦。
I hope you are prepared with your Bibles and ready to listen.
好希望咧，你能够准备好你嘅圣经，开始收听我哋嘅节目。
In ancient Israel, people built tombs in which they buried the dead.
在古代的以色列呢，啲人建造坟墓来去埋葬死人。
And on a regular basis, people will go and paint the building where their relatives are buried.
而且呢，啲人呢是会定期咁样是去粉刷嗰啲埋葬咗亲人嘅坟墓嘅。
And they always painted white.
他们呢总是喜欢呢是刷上白色。
And it's called whitewashing.
所以这个粉刷的行动呢就是叫做洗白了。
Jesus said to the Pharisees,
耶稣对那班的法利赛人说，
You are like these sepulchres.
他说你们就好像粉色的坟墓。
You are white on the outside only.
你哋咧只系有外面咧系白色嘅
，But on the inside you're full of dead man's bones。
而喺里面咧，却系装满咗死人嘅骨头。
The religion of the head is not the way to truth。
喺头脑里边系诉诸理性嘅宗教信仰咧，并唔系通往真理嘅道路。
Religion of the hands is not the way to the truth。
而以双手去行善这样的宗教呢，亦都不是通往真理的道路。
Only a heart that is turned to God that will empower and impact the head and empower and impact the hands to faithfully serve God.
只有是转向神的心，才能够给你的头脑和双手增加力量和影响，使你呢能够忠心地去服侍神。
Why?
点解咁样讲咧
？Because as we saw, the heart is the seat of the intellect and emotions.
因为就好似我哋之前所讲嘅，心系人智慧同埋感情嘅所在。
It is the seat of the will.
系我哋人意志嘅所在。
And that is what we mean by integrity.
而呢个咧就系我哋所讲嘅品德啦。
Integrity is when the heart and the hand and the head are all integrated.
正直的品德呢，就是当你的手、当你的心和你的头脑都能够呢，是结合一致的时候。
And they are not out of order.
是再没有出现混乱的情况。
Integrity is when what you say you believe and the way you live your life are fully integrated.
正直的品德就是你的生活和你所说你所相信的是完全吻合完全一致的时候。
It is like a hand in a glove.
就好像一只手呢是放在手套里面刚刚好一样。
It is like the spokes in the wheel.
也都好像呢那些车辐在车轮里面一样。
They are both in total harmony.
他们呢是完全和谐的。
Thank you. there was a story that was told about a member of a church.
有一个嘅故事咧，就讲到关于一间教会里边嘅会友。
He always showed up in a prayer meeting.
咁呢位嘅会友咧，佢系定期参加教会嘅祈祷会嘅。
And always prayed this prayer.
佢成日咧都会系有同样嘅一个嘅祷告。
Oh Lord, clean all the cobwebs out of my life.
佢话：啊主啊，求你清除我生命里边嗰啲嘅蜘蛛网啦。
Week after week, he prayed the same prayer.
每一个星期咧，佢都系咁样祈祷嘅。
Month after month, he prayed the same prayer.
每一个月，佢都系咁样去祷告。
Finally, there was another church member who lived next door to him.
咁后屘咧，喺佢教会有另一位嘅会友咧，就住喺佢屋企隔篱。
And he knew about the inconsistency in his life.
咁呢一位嘅邻居咧，系知道呢个人嘅生活佢系言行不一嘅。
So when he was praying one day, Lord, clean the cobwebs out of my life.
咁所以有一日，当呢个人再一次祷告话：主啊，求你清除我生命里边嘅蜘蛛网啦。
The neighbor said, "Don't do it, Lord. Don't do it."
咁佢呢一位嘅邻居咧就话。主啊，唔好咁样做，唔好咁样做啊
！Make him kill the spider。
佢话只要叫佢杀咗嗰只蜘蛛就得啦。
And what we need to do is to clean the spiders out of our lives。
其实我哋需要做嘅，亦都系从我哋嘅生命里边去除灭呢一啲嘅蜘蛛。
And then the cobwebs will take care of themselves。
当我哋喺我哋嘅生命里边去除灭咗呢啲嘅蜘蛛之后咧，咁呢啲嘅蜘蛛网咧就自然会消失噶啦。
The Bible speaks of several types of purity。
喺圣经里边咧系有提及到几种嘅清洁嘅。
The first type of purity is primal purity。
第一种嘅清洁咧就系最基本、最纯正嘅一种嘅清洁。
And this purity exists in God alone.
唯独神呢系有呢一种嘅清洁嘅。
Secondly, we have created purity.
第二种嘅清洁呢就系人被创造嘅时候呢所被赋予嘅嗰种嘅清洁。
That is a purity that was created in the Garden of Eden.
呢一种嘅清洁呢就系喺伊甸园里边创造出嚟嘅。
Which got corrupted by the fall.
呢种嘅清洁咧，却系因为人犯罪堕落而变得咧系腐烂同埋变质啦。
Thirdly, there is a positional purity.
第三种嘅清洁咧，就系人身份上嘅嗰种嘅清洁。
This is a purity of heart that is given to every believer whose heart has been born again of the Spirit of God.
呢一种嘅清洁咧，亦即系内心嘅清洁。是赐给每一个被圣灵重生的基督徒的。
When you turn your heart to Jesus Christ, your heart is regenerated.
就是当你将你自己的心归向耶稣基督的时候，你的心就注入了新的活力了。
The Bible says,
圣经这样说,
that by the Spirit and by the power of God you have been born again.
嗰度话，藉住圣灵同埋神嘅大能，你得到咗重生。
And when God sees you after that,
呢个时候，当神睇见你
，He sees you perfectly righteous without blemish。
佢咧系睇见一个完全公义、冇瑕疵嘅你。
I want you to read Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14。
请你咧系读希伯来书嘅九章十四节咧。希伯来书九章十四节，嗰度话何况基督藉着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死行，使你们侍奉那永生神吗
？And Second Corinthians 5:21，
亦都咧，请你读一读哥林多后书嘅五章廿一节，系哥林多后书嘅。五章廿一节，嗰度话神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
The Bible tells us that this type of purity is a gift from God.
圣经话俾我哋听，呢一种嘅清洁咧，系来自神嘅一个嘅礼物嚟嘅。
You couldn't work for it.
你冇办法靠自己嘅行为去得到呢一份嘅礼物。
You couldn't earn it.
你亦都唔可以咧靠做工去赚取呢一份嘅礼物。
It is a gift from God.
呢个咧系来自神嘅一个白白嘅恩典嘅。
Without it, no man can go to heaven.
冇咗呢一份嘅恩典，任何人咧都冇办法去到天堂嗰度。
Without it, you will never see God.
冇咗呢一份嘅礼物，你就绝对冇办法见到神嘅面啦。
But then there is a fourth type of purity.
但系咧，其实仲有第四种嘅清洁嘅。
That is daily purity.
呢个第四种嘅清洁就系每一日嘅清洁。
This purity comes from God.
呢一种嘅清洁系来自神嘅。
He wants to give it to every one of us.
佢愿意将呢种嘅清洁赐俾我哋每一个人。
But it depends on our cooperation with Him.
但系呢个取决于我哋系咪愿意同佢配合。
It is a joint effort.
这个呢是需要我们联合的努力的。
God is the author of it.
神是这一种的清洁的创始者。
You must be open to it.
而你呢就一定要对这一种的清洁呢是开放你自己。
You must seek it with all your heart.
你一定要全心全意地去寻求它。
You must develop it and pray and ask for God to give it to you.
你一定要不断咁去寻求、祷告、请求神咧，将呢种嘅清洁赐俾你。喺呢个时候，我哋一齐听一首歌，歌名叫做《将心给我》。
假若我有无限智慧，我甘弃主脚下；假若我有财物满贯，我交给主手中。我愿这生献情为你，愿明白你心意，不用献我财物智慧，将心给我。手中，我愿这生献情为你，愿明白你心意，不用献我财物智慧，将心给我。
Jesus said,
主耶稣话
Blessed are the pure in heart.
他说清心的人有福了。
How do the pure in heart see God?
清心的人是怎样见到神的呢?
We see him now by the eyes of faith.
我们靠住信心的眼睛现在就能够见到神了。
But one day we will see him as he is.
但是有一日我们将会呢是亲眼见到神。
Face to face.
是面对面这样去见到神。
The pure in heart see God today in three different ways.
在今日有三种的方式呢是令到清心的人可以见到神的。
First,
第一种的方式呢就是
We see him in creation.
我们在他所创造的天下万物呢可以见到他。
The psalmist said,
诗篇嘅作者咧咁样讲。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork.
佢话诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Despite the sin that's in the world, still this is God's creation.
即使咧系有罪嘅存在，这个世界仍然是神所创造的。
Despite the failure that's in the world, it's still God's creation.
即使这个世界是有很多很多的失败，很多的挫折，但是这个世界仍然是神的创造。
God made it. It is His.
神创造了这个世界，这个世界是属于祂的。
His signature is everywhere you look.
你在每一个地方在周围呢都可以见到他留下他的名字，他的足印。
His fingerprints are all over the galaxies.
在银河呢也都遍布了他的手印。
His footprints are all over the oceans, the rivers, and the mountains, and the sunshine.
他的足迹呢是可以说是彰显于大洋、河流、山谷和阳光里面的。
Secondly,
第二个的方式去见到神呢，就是
The pure in heart are able to see God in all circumstances.
清心的人可以在各种各样的环境底下呢，看见神。
When you have a pure heart, you are able to see God in your personal life.
当你是拥有一颗清洁的心呢，你就能够在你个人的生活里面呢，是见到神了。
Even in the areas that are not explainable,
即使咧系喺一啲冇办法解释嘅情况底下咧，你都可以见到神。
When you have a pure heart, you are able to see God in your personal life, even in the moments that you don't understand.
当你系拥有一颗清洁嘅心，咁即使喺你唔理解嘅某啲嘅时刻，你亦都能够喺你个人嘅生活里边见到神。
Even in the moments of sufferings and the times of difficulties and pain.
当你呢是有这样清洁的心呢，那即使啊你是在生命里面的一些艰难痛苦的时刻里面，你亦都能够呢在生活当中见到神。
You see the hand of God because you know that He is sovereign God.
你看见神大能的手，因为你知道祂是一个至高无上的神。
And that He loves you.
而且祂亦都好爱你。
And He is working all the events and all the circumstances to bless you.
祂藉着各式各样的事，各种环境去赐福给你。
And this is how you see the hand of God.
那你呢，就可以从这些事情里面呢，看见神作工的手了。
You see God in His Word.
你可以从神的话语里面去见到祂了。
You read the scripture.
当你呢是读圣经的时候，
you see how the events are totally under His control.
你睇见神呢是全权掌管所有的事件的。
History is shaped and molded to serve His purpose.
历史呢亦都是按照神的计划进展形成的。
The promise to Abraham took 400 years to be fulfilled.
神对亚伯拉罕的应许用了400年来去成全。
But it was fulfilled.
但是的而且确是实现了。
The prophecies of Daniel took hundreds of years to become reality.
先知但以理的预言也都是用了几百年的时间来去应验。
But they came to pass.
但是也都已经成为了事实了。
the prophecies regarding the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world.
主耶稣基督将会来到这个世界这个这样的预言呢？
were given to the prophet Isaiah 700 years before Jesus was born of a virgin.
在童贞女玛利亚生耶稣之前的700年，先知以赛亚就已经知道了。
But every one of these prophecies were fulfilled in Jesus Christ the Lord.
所有这些的预言都在主耶稣基督的身上应验了。
And then in the New Testament, we see God so clearly in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son.
在新约里面，我们从神的儿子耶稣基督的身上清晰地看见神。
When you begin to see God, you will also begin to see what God sees.
当你开始睇见神嘅时候，你亦都会睇见神所睇见嘅事。
When the great men of God saw what God saw, they were struck with awe.
当属灵嘅伟人睇见神所见到嘅，佢哋就充满咗敬畏嘅心。
Abraham saw himself from God's eye, and he called himself dust and ashes.
亚伯拉罕从神的眼里面看见自己，就称呼自己是灰尘。
When Job saw himself from God's eyes, he said,
当约伯从神的眼去看自己的时候，他就说，
I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
他说，我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Peter fell on his face at Jesus' feet and said,
彼得俯伏在主耶稣的膝前对他说，
Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
他说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
When Paul was able to see himself through God's eyes, he said of himself,
当使徒保罗能够用神的眼睛去看自己的时候，他这样说，
I am the least of the saints and the chief of sinners.
他说，我比众圣徒中最小的还小，我是罪人中的罪魁。
I believe that spiritual sight leads to spiritual insight.
我相信属灵的眼光可以让我们得到属灵的洞察力。
When Isaiah saw the Lord, he said,
当先知以赛亚看见主的时候，他说，
Woe to me, for I am undone.
他说，祸哉，我灭亡了。
God is the only one who is able to know our hearts perfectly.
唯有神是能够完全知道我们的内心世界。
Even we don't know our own hearts perfectly.
即使是我们自己，都没有办法完全知道自己的心是怎样的。
We tend to judge one another.
我们时时都会互相论断。
And we often misjudge one another.
并且时时都错误地去批评对方。
But only God can truly see us as we are.
但是只有神才可以看得见我们真实的本相。
Are you able to see God in all circumstances in your life?
你能不能够在你的生命里面各方面都看得见神呢？
Are you able to see God's hand in every event in your life?
你能不能够在生命里面的每一件事看得见神的手呢？
Are you able to see God's hand even in the midst of your difficulties?
即使你是身处困境里面，即使你是面对着危难，你能不能够看得见神的作为呢？
Are you able to see God in the midst of your pain?
你能不能够在痛苦里面觉得很绝望的时候看得见神呢？
Are you able to see God in the midst of your suffering?
你能不能够在苦难里面，在你觉得最伤心失望最痛苦的时候看得见神呢？
Are you able to see God even when you don't understand what's going on?
即使你是不明白周围发生什么事，这些事情是怎样发生，你是否仍然能够看得见神呢？
If it is not, then ask yourself why.
如果你不能够的，那你就应该问一问自己，为什么我会这样的呢？
Is your life a life of integrity?
你要问下你自己，你嘅生命系咪正直嘅咧？
Or are you living two different lives？
又抑或你系过住表里不一嘅两面嘅生活咧？
Is your life a life of consistent Christian living？
你系咪一贯咁样活出基督徒嘅生命咧？
Or is it a life of rationalizing your impurities？
定抑或你是为了自己不能够保持纯洁而去找一些合理的藉口呢？
Is your life a life of singleness of purpose？
你的生命是不是只有一个专注的目标呢？
Is your life's clear direction to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ？
你的生命是不是很清晰地以荣耀主耶稣基督为目的的呢？
Jesus said, Blessed are the pure in heart，For they shall see God.
耶稣说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
It is my prayer that you will seek after purity.
我祈求神，让你能够寻求一颗清洁的心。
So that you can see God.
这样你就会见到神了。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大赐福给你。在这个时候，我们再听一次这一首《将心给我》。
假若我有无限智慧，我甘弃主脚下。假若我有财物满贯，我交给主手中。我愿这生献情为你，愿明白你心意。不用献我财物智慧，将心给我。
好希望大家都能够好似呢首歌嘅歌词所讲，就系无论我哋有几多嘅智慧，几多嘅金钱，我哋最重要嘅都唔系献上呢一啲，而系献上我哋嘅心。就好似今日所讲咧，系有一个清洁嘅心，而且咧系表里一致嘅心。我哋咧唔好好似嗰啲法利赛人啊，同埋文士咁样，只系咧喺外表上边扮到好似好虔诚、好敬虔，而喺内心咧系对神咧好唔尊重。我哋咧唔好做一个星期日嘅基督徒，只系礼拜日咧先尊主为大。我哋咧要学习喺每一日嘅生活、我哋嘅行事为人当中，我哋嘅内心、我哋嘅口、我哋嘅行为咧都系一致嘅，都系同样嘅咁清洁。咁尊主为大，咁样咧，神就会系悦纳我哋，亦都会咧，让到我哋有机会能够亲眼见到神啦。好啦，咁今集嘅天路导向咧嚟到呢一度，我哋下集再会。